I have the pleasure to talk with Michelle Ackroft that work for Microsoft and work with open source questions and initiative. So really nice to have you here, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
First, could you introduce yourself a bit?
Yes. So my name is Michaela Kraft. I'm based in Germany and I'm working for the Western European headquarters. And my major responsibility is that I'm driving the open source strategy for Microsoft in all the Western European countries, together with my counterparts in the subsidiaries.
Microsoft and open source is like something is like cat and dogs. What do you say about that?
You know, it's like fire and water.
Nice picture.
They need each other. Mm. And I'm comparing this with Microsoft and open source. I mean, the open source community has a lot of experience, and Microsoft with the commercial software has a lot of experience. But what we are seeing right now at the customer, many of the customer, they do have a heterogeneous environment. So therefore, Microsoft would like to make sure, together with the open source community, that both environments are working in a perfect way on our platform. And therefore, I'm saying it's like fire and water.
And what do we do more concrete with the open source movement? What kinds of things are we working together with them about?
So we have different flavors how we work together. On one hand side, we contribute code to the open source. And one example is the contribution of the SQL driver for Linux. The second flavor is we are working close with different foundations, so like the Eclipse Foundation. And one example is here Silverlight, or using Silverlight as a front end and plug in with some Eclipse applications. And thirdly, we also work very close with other foundations like the Apache Foundation or the CodePlex Foundation.
The CodePlex Foundation was something that we, not Microsoft started, but we were part of it for maybe. I heard something about it this in September when it started, but it's been rather quiet since then.
Yeah.
And why is it so?
So you need to know that the CodePlex Foundation does not belong to Microsoft. And as we are working with a couple of foundation, it wouldn't be okay that Microsoft is prioritizing one of these foundations. We were part of creating this foundation, and quite a couple of people joined this foundation, but we don't want to drive proactively the CodePlex Foundation, because otherwise it would really look like that Microsoft has a huge engagement on this. But frankly, the foundation is working independently on his own, like the other foundations.
Could you tell me a bit more about CodePlex Foundation? Why do we need it? We have other foundation, as you said, Eclipse Foundation and very many different foundation. Why do we need CodePlex Foundation, and what's the main business for this foundation?
So the main business is like the other foundations. It's really a collection of different open source projects, and the CodePlex Foundation is focusing here on some open source projects where you can really deliver code to this foundation and it can be then used by somebody else.
What is the biggest project we are doing with as open source, as Microsoft?
As I mentioned, we do deliver code to the Linux kernel, and we have one person who is sitting in Redmond and really dedicating the time to develop together with the Linux Foundation the code line for the SQL Server. And secondly, I'm also very proud, and I don't know if many people are aware, we do have a Microsoft Technology Center, which is in Redmond, and this is a pure, open source center, and we do help some other open source providers to test in this environment either their application or also to give other companies the opportunity before they go live to test the application in a more secure environment.
A hard question that you maybe can't answer. Will any of our more core projects ever be open source, like Office, like Visual Studio, like Windows? Or
it's not hard to answer. And at this point of time, I can clearly say no. We won't open source Office, but that's not the basic idea behind working close with the open source community. I can't promise what's happening in 10 to 20 years from now on, but at this point of time, I can say our traditional application won't be open sourced, because the open source strategy from Microsoft is to develop or provide a platform which is helpful for open source application and for commercial software applications.
Anders, nu då flyttar vi lite till svenska, vill jag få säga. Thank you, Mikael. Hur jobbar vi i Sverige med open source?
Ja, först jag vill säga att jag tycker det är jätteviktigt att vi jobbar med open source-communityn, för jag är ju allt med det här med att lära sig saker och ting. Det brinner jag för. Och det finns så mycket vi kan lära av varandra, tror jag. Om man skulle ta en .NET-utvecklare och sätta dem framför Eclipse, och vad upptäcker man då och vad kan man lära sig då? Och att utväxla de erfarenheterna. Så att var helst det finns en open source-konferens så är vi gärna med och deltager för att få dela med oss av lärdomar som vi gör och förhoppningsvis få tillbaka från communityn, precis så som det ska vara.
Hur tycker du det är nu när du nu går ut och pratar om open source? Hur bemöts Microsoft?
Jättebra, så att säga. Det är inte alls en polariserad debatt som man i många, många fall kan få bilden av då. Utan det är snarare tvärtom, en nyfikenhet, en öppenhet i de allra flesta fallen. Sen finns det naturligtvis extremändar runt det här då, men i huvudsakligen så är det ett väldigt öppet klimat, tycker jag.
Om man skulle som open source människa vara med i den rörelsen och vilja jobba lite mer med Microsoft, finns det någon möjlighet att kontakta dig eller någon annan? Och
ja, absolut, kontakta mig, anders.w@microsoft.com. Så ska vi börja prata. Sen nästa stora konferens som vi är med om, det handlar mer om säkerhet faktiskt. Vi kommer att vara med och stötta och deltaga i OWASP, Open Web Application Security Project. Där kommer vi att finnas för de som vill studera och lära sig mer runt säkerheten. Den går i juni i Stockholm.
Tack så mycket, Anders och Mikaela.
Tack, Dag.